I'm into racing now after I saw the movie Ford versus Ferrari. Wow, is that a great movie with Matt Damon. Rev Group Grand Prix, presented by American Medical Response, is having a doubleheader weekend July 11th and 12th in Wisconsin. Let's bring in driver Max Chilton is on the phone with us. How are you, Max?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm currently sat in the middle of Indianapolis Motor Speedway down in Indiana, ready for the race here this weekend and then heading up your way for the race doubleheader next weekend.
Are you standing on the track as we speak?
No, I'm not that cool. I'm actually, it's so blisteringly hot outside. I'm in my motorhome with the aircon on.
Oh my gosh. Tell me what that's like, because it's going to be 90, 95 degrees outside this weekend. How warm is it going to be in your car?
Yeah, it's going to be unbearable. 95 is usually bad enough when we don't have the new aero screen, but now we've got this aero screen. It makes you feel like you're in a closed cockpit, so you don't get any fresh air like you would with an open-wheel cockpit car. So it's going to be roasting hot. Hopefully, we're just going to be having a good race and enjoying ourselves, and it distracts ourselves from the heat. But if you're having a bad race or bad practice, you're just definitely going to be, you know, feeling that heat a bit more.
Wow. Max, how much weight do you lose in one given race like this weekend?
When you're up at 95 degrees with an aero screen, so you're not getting the cool air, you're going to be sweating out, in pounds, about 5 pounds.
Wow, 5 pounds in one race. And how different is it going to be, Max, this weekend, now that we're in COVID? What kind of precautions are they going to be taking?
Yeah, so we're unfortunately going to go ahead with no fans, and also the teams are restricted down to 20 personnel per car, which is a lot less than normal. So it's going to be very quiet and desolate. We all have to wear masks whenever we're out in the actual racetrack. We also have to have a temperature check every morning getting into the circuit.
Okay.
And fill out a health questionnaire. And we have to do all our sort of news reports and stuff from a distance. So it's all a little bit different. Hopefully the people at home will have still some great races to watch in the coming weeks, because once you're out on track, you know, COVID doesn't really exist. So it's, you know, the racing should still be a good spectacle for everyone, and it's exciting to be back here, because we haven't been here for over a month, over a year now, because the last time we raced here was at the 500 in May, 2019.
Oh my gosh, so it's been over a year for you.
It's been over a year since I raced at Indianapolis, yeah, and the last race for me in IndyCar was the last race of the season last year at Laguna Seca, which was mid-September. So
okay.
280 days I haven't had a race, which is quite a long time.
Man, you're going crazy. So you're going to put the pedal to the metal. Max Chilton, driver on the phone with us. You started racing at a young age. Were you double digits? Were you 10, or did you start at 9? How old were you?
I started racing go-karts at 8 years of age. And then my aim was to get to Formula One, so I managed to get there at 21, which at the time was pretty young, but now you've got people in there like Max Verstappen that have become a race winner at 18. They make us feel old. I'm now 29, but I've been racing out here in North America for 5 years. In fact, my main sponsor, Gallagher, who are an insurance broker, they're still a family-owned business based in Chicago. So I'm lucky enough to get to spend a lot of time up in Chicago with my wife. We love it. It's a great city. So it's a shame we haven't been there this year just because of COVID, but we hopefully get back there towards the end of the year.
Let me say that again to people that missed it. Gallagher Insurance, you know, Gallagher Way over at Wrigley Field, there's an insurance company named Gallagher, and Gallagher is your sponsor. How did a guy from England get a Chicago company like Gallagher to sponsor you?
Well, Gallagher have a great sort of history of sponsoring great sports. They're a huge company which haven't been in previous years promoting a huge amount. And then they took on a new head of sort of marketing, a guy called Chris Mead, and he's transformed it. They're the title sponsor of IndyCar for the last 4 or 5 years. They also sponsor my brother in the British Touring Cars. They're the main sponsor in the British Rugby League. And obviously Gallagher Way, it's a huge thing. That's been fantastic. We've got a bit of a family connection. My father worked for Gallagher for a number of years, so that's how the connection came about.
That usually helps when your dad works for the company. That's nice.
Yeah, it's been a great tie-up. And actually, they're not a huge into racing. The first time we got to a racetrack as a family was in 2017 for the Indianapolis 500. And I just happened to lead it for 50 laps more than anyone else that day.
Wow.
Finishing fourth. So it was great to have them on board, and they've been hooked ever since.
Max, tell me about driving on Indy. I mean, so much history at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Every year, I'm sure you feel it. You're going to be racing this weekend. What is that like?
IndyCar is a fantastic championship. It's the American version of Formula One. That's the way I always describe it. But we also race on ovals. And the Indianapolis 500 is our pedigree race. Drivers would rather win that than the championship. It is everything. So it's unfortunate we haven't had it go ahead as it was planned this year. It's meant to be going ahead with half capacity in August. But it's the biggest single-day sporting event in the world. There's sometimes over 400,000 people in a sporting arena, which is just unbelievable. You wake up at 6 a.m. that morning with the cannon going off, and before you know it, you're doing 240 miles an hour with 32 other cars around you at midday when the green flag is waved. So it's an amazing day. And it's, you know, Indy is a great city during the month of May. They say it's, you know, it is called the month of May for a reason. The whole city comes alive for the month, and it's just fantastic.
Right. Max, how do you drive 240 miles an hour on Indianapolis yep. Motor Speedway? And when you come to Chicago with your wife, you're going 5 miles an hour on the Kennedy.
Yeah, it's something I've had to get used to my whole career, but Chicago is a great city with some amazing buildings. You don't have to drive quick. You just drive around in the traffic, admiring the amazing views. And the thing I love about Chicago is those little roads you've got where you've got, like, you're driving underneath buildings and then you suddenly appear up at next to the river and, you know, next to these amazing hotels. It's a really unusual city, which I love.
I love that. Max, you're now my favorite driver. Max Chilton, the Rev Group Grand Prix presented by American Medical Response next weekend, July 11th and 12th. Max, thanks for joining us, man, and good luck. Good luck this weekend and next weekend.
Time.
All right, we'll talk again soon. 240 miles an hour, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Wow, that is impressive. And sponsored by a Chicago company. I love that.